We are doing the Gemara Megillah. We're up to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, just across from Tosus V'Tovelet, the middle of the page. The pasuk the Gemara is quoting Bayamim Harim. בימים ההם ומרדכי יושב בשער המלך קצב בקטן ותרש. In those days, Mordechai was sitting by the gates of the king, and Bigson and Seresh got upset. So the Gemara has been going pasuk by pasuk, analyzing it, and now the Gemara is going to explain what happened there. Mordechai was sitting by the gates, and Bigson and Seresh got upset. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan. הקציב הקדוש ברוך הוא אדון על עבדיו. God made the master upset at his servants, לעשות רצון צדיק, to do the will of the righteous. And umanu Yosef, that's the story of Yosef. You guys don't have the place? Come, show me your Talmud. You have it? Okay, again, Yud Gimel Amud Beis Bayamim Ahim. Rav Chiya bar Abba is going to quote Rav Yochanan that one time God got the master upset at his servants to help the tzaddik, and another time God got the servants upset at the master to do a miracle for the tzaddik. So the pasuk is Bayamim Ahim Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. In those days Mordechai was sitting by the king's gates. Katzav Bigtan Vaterish, Big Son and Seresh got upset. Ad Achashverosh, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chiya bar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Ekziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adon al Avadav, God got the master upset at his servants, Lasot Ratzon Tzadik, to do the will of the Tzadik, Umanu Yosef. Who is that? That's Yosef, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'sham Itanu Nar Ivri. Remember the Sarah Mashkim, remember the guy who was in charge of bringing Paro his wine? So he comes to Paro and he says, you remember Paro katzav balavadav? You were upset at us and you threw us in jail. And in that jail, there was a Jew. And that Jew, he told us the meaning of our dreams. So now the Talmud's telling us, why did Paro really get upset at the guy who brought him wine, at his butler? Because God wanted to save Yosef. Years earlier, God was already preparing the ground for Yosef to be saved. So Hashem got the master upset at his servants to do the will of the tzaddik, that's Yosef. So the butler tells Paro, there was a young Hebrew lad there with us in jail. We dreamt, he explained, and Paro summons Yosef, and the rest is history. And God got the avadim, the servants, upset al adonihem, about their master, lasot nes la tzadik, to do a miracle for the tzadik, umanu Mordechai. Who's the tzadik? Mordechai. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, vayvadad aval Mordechai, the thing became known to Mordechai about the plot against the king, and he went and told the king, and this was all to do a miracle for Mordechai. What's the miracle for Mordechai? What about the Jewish people? Why is it called a miracle for Mordechai? So we saw the Talmud earlier blames Mordechai for all our problems. Mm-hmm. Right? The Talmud says it was Mordechai who got Haman all riled up against us. So it's Mordechai that needs to solve the problem, right? He got us into this. He's going to get us out of this. So Hashem, you know, Hashem wanted Mordechai not to bow to Haman. So Hashem also helped Mordechai, already set, Hashem set the stage so Mordechai could get us out of this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught. Rabbi Yochanan was, what do we know about Rabbi Yochanan? He compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. He had how many children? 10. How many of them lived?
None.
All of them died. Right. What else do we know about Rabbi Yochanan? His Rabbi was Rabbi Yannai. His students were, among them was Rabbi Elazar. Right. What else do we know about Rabbi Yochanan? It was very pretty. It was beautiful. Who was his brother-in-law? Reish Lakish. Okay. So we know quite a lot. Okay. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halach alike, Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. So he's a powerful Amora. Oh, okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Vigson Veseresh, good for you. Vigson Veseresh, Netal Shim Havu. Vigson and Seresh were two Tarsis. Vayum Saprim Bereshon Tosi, so they were talking Tarsi, right? Vomrim, and they said, Miyom Shebatzo, Lo Rainu Sheina Beinenu. From the time this girl's come, we get no sleep. Why? Because he's all excited about this new wife. He loves Esther. And so every 3 minutes he's taking her into his chambers and being intimate with her. And he's thirsty, so he keeps summoning us to bring us more drinks. He's always thirsting because he's always being with Esther. Poor girl Esther. So they got upset. They said, we don't get a break. Every minute he's calling us, bring me another drink. So, bov natil eres basevel kedei shiyamut. Let's put some venom in his cup. So next time he sends us to get him a drink, he'll die. They don't know that Mordechai used to sit in the temple in that special chamber called Lishkas Hagozis, where the highest courts sat. And in the highest courts, they had to hear testimony and be able to understand the testimony. They couldn't use a translator for the testimony. So therefore they spoke all 70 languages, or at least they understood all 70 languages. So Mordechai was sitting next to them. They figured, what does he know Tarsi? They spoke freely next to him, and he understood. He said, how are we going to do it? You know, you're in charge of one work, I'm in charge of a different type of work. How are we going to get this done? He volunteered. He said, I'll take your post and my post, and then you'll be able to arrange the venue. And that's what the Pasuk says afterwards. They verified this, and it turned out it was true. They had switched boats to be able to arrange the poisoning. They found that they were out of order. They had shifted the shifts. So that's how Achshverosh verified that they really were preparing the poison. The Medrash says they gave the drink to the dog, and the dog dropped dead. Okay. Achar ha'dvarim eile, the Pasuk says, after all of this, Achashverosh made Haman great. What's the connection? You know, you have this story about how Mordechai saves Achashverosh's life, and after this, it says, the Megillah stresses, Achar ha'dvarim eile, kidal ha'melech Achashverosh et Haman. After this, what's the connection? After Mordechai saved his life, then Achshverosh made Haman great. What's the connection? Says the Gemara. Achar ha'divarim ha'ele. Amarava, what does that mean? Achar shebara kadosh baruch hu rifua lamakab. After God prepared the medicine for the punishment, then God could start the punishment. God
does not punish Israel unless he's already created the cure.
Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Kirofili Israel, whereas I heal Israel, Venigla Avon Ephraim, then the sin of Ephraim gets revealed. What does that mean? God's coming to punish them, and he says, as I heal them. He means, after I've prepared the healing, then I could deal with the sins and the punishment. So that's the rule. Says the Gemara, Avlumot olam erokin, but the nations of the world, it doesn't work that way. Makeotan, first he hits them, v'chakach brelem refua, and then he creates the medicine for them. Shneimar, V'nigav Hashem et Mitzrayim, nagof v'rafo, Hashem will hit Mitzrayim, hit and then heal. Okay. So Haman gets all upset at Mordechai. Mordechai refuses to bow. V'yivez be'inav lishloach yad b'mordechai levado. It was scornful in his eyes to kill Mordechai alone. He wanted to kill all the Jews. Amarava b'tchila b'mordechai levado. ולבסוף בעם מרדכי יומן ורבנן ולבסוף בכל היהודים. Says he scorned the idea of killing Mordechai alone.
He said, because they told him the nation of Mordechai, so he wanted to annihilate all of the Jews. What does this mean? So it went in order. First he said, I'll kill him. Then he said, I'll kill his nation. Who's his nation? The rabbis like him. I'll kill Mordechai and every rabbi on the planet. Then he said, forget it, I'm annihilating the Jews. You gotta wipe them all out. It went in stages. That's what the pasuk's describing. He scorned the idea of killing Mordechai alone. They told him his nation, and then he said, I'll kill all the Jews. So it means it went in order. Initially, he wanted to kill Mordechai, then all the rabbis, and then finally he said, you know what? All the Jews. He pilpu, so he set up lots. Hu agoral, that was the lottery before Haman. Tana. The Brisa says when the lot fell on the month of Adar, Samach Simcha Gdola, he was very happy. He said, my lot fell on the month that Moshe died on. Correct. He didn't know that was the month that this fantastic luminary Moshe was born, not only the time he died. This isn't necessarily a bad time for the Jews, it's also a good time for the Jews. How do we know he was born on that day? Because when Moshe comes to pass away, he says, I'm 120 years old today. Today I've completed my life, today I've completed 120 years. Tzadikim Hashem fills their years. They die on the day they were born. It's the tzadikim. Haman comes to Ahasuerus and says, Yeshno Am Echad, there is this one nation. Amarova, Leka de Yada Lishna Bisha Ke Haman. No one knows how to say Lashon Hara like Haman. He's the best. What's Lashon Hara all about? What's the biblical prohibition to say Lashon Hara?
It's derogatory.
What is the pasuk that's the source for the prohibition? Lo siso shema shov. Don't take a name falsely. Why is Lashon Hara described as falsely? You're telling the truth. The idea is, when you tell the truth, the question is, what do you focus on? It's true. The guy, he did one thing wrong. Do I focus on that, or do I look at the person as a whole? When a person says Lashon Hara, what he's saying is, look at that one point. He points to one thing. When he points to that, that's Lashon Hara.
What about Pasuk says, don't go as a peddler?
Lo teilech rochil be'amecho. When we learn Lo's Lashon Hara, we'll discuss it. Or you could look it up yourself. Back to Chafetz Chaim discusses the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilos. At any rate, Haman, he's not going to say any lies. He's going to say Lashon Hara because he's going to focus on what's bad about the Jews in Achshverosh's kingdom. There's a lot of good to say, but he focuses on the bad. What's he going to say? Amale, he comes to Achshverosh and says, Ta nechlinu, come, let's destroy him. Amale mistafina melokav. Achshverosh says, I'm scared of their God. Delolevet bi kadaved bekamai. I don't want him to do to me like he did to my predecessors. Amale yeshno amechod. Why did he use the word yeshno? He was saying yashnu min ha-mitzvot. They're sleeping, don't worry about it. They're not doing any mitzvahs. God's not interested in them. Amale itbu rabbonon. He said, but they're rabbis. They have some people who do mitzvahs. So Haman says, amechod, amale amechaden. They're one nation. The rabbis can't save them when the people don't do mitzvahs. Shema Tomar Kirchan Yosef Malchutra. Now that he calls them a nation, maybe he'll say, I'm making a bold spot in your kingdom because I'm going to destroy a nation from your kingdom. He says, don't worry. Mefuzarinim benamim. They're scattered. You'll kill a Jew in this town and the Jews in that town. They're scattered. They're interspersed among the Gentiles. You don't have to worry. Shema Tomar Itanaminayu. Yeah, maybe you'll say, yeah, but maybe they're good businessmen. I get good taxes. I get something good out of them. They develop. They get Nobel Prizes. They develop science, the infrastructure, the economy. He said, meforad. Meforad is like the word kipredazo, like a mule. Sheina osaperot. It's got no fruits. That's what the Jews are like. You get nothing good out of them, Achshverosh. Don't worry. Maybe you'll tell me there's a whole a whole city of Jews. Talmud lomar bechol medinot malchuteicha. Don't worry. There's no one city that they're gathered in. They're scattered throughout the cities. Vedateim shonot mikolam. Their religions are different than any other nation. Delachli minan. They don't eat with us. They don't come to our Christmas parties. Velonasu minan. They don't intermarry with us. Velomin sevilan. Nor do they give us their girls. Vetateim melech enam osim. They don't keep your practices. All year long, you come and say, I need someone to volunteer and build a bridge. I need someone to come and do this tax, to do jury duty, or whatever needs you have. All year long, they have excuses. They say, Shai Pai, Shai Shabbat Hayom, Pesach Hayom. Every day they have another excuse. Today it's Shabbos, we can't do work. Today it's Pesach, we can't do work. And the Persian Empire was liberal. They respected religion. So he said, every time we need them for something, they have another holiday. They're all year long, they're taking off. Yes, sir.
Doesn't it sound a little bit like a stira when he said that if they're not following the ways of Hashem?
Yeah. In Lashon Hara, you find stiras, right? If we'd only think about Lashon Hara, we'd see that there are contradictions. That's true. And it's not worth it for you, the king, to leave him go. They drink, they eat, and they deride your kingdom. And even if one of them is in the middle of drinking, and a fly flies into his cup, he takes out the fly, and then they have this law of Baal Tashchis v'shoteu, he drinks it. Can't throw out that cup of wine. But if you touch their cup of wine, my master the king, they'll spill out that wine and they'll cleanse that cup with earth and they won't drink the wine. They deride you. They look down at you. They value a fly more than you, my master the king. Haman knows his job. Now this concept, choveto bekarka, they stick it into the earth, is quoted halachically. The concept of cleansing something with earth. Once upon a time they didn't have scouring pads. So how do you clean something? You would rub it with earth. The knife in the earth. So this is one of the sources, but you gotta know when you could stick the knife in the earth, right? You use the earth to clean the knife, right? If a knife gets dirty with something non-kosher, you could cleanse it, you could clean it off. If you don't have a sink and a scouring pad, so then you could use earth, right? Earth is, if you have hard earth, you could clean it off by shoving it into the earth a few times. If it's good before the king, we should write a decree to annihilate them. And I will gather 10,000 loaves of silver to pay you, the people who do the work. Don't worry, when they plunder the Jewish homes, you'll end up with 10,000 loaves of silver. Amar Reish Lakish Galoi V'Yadu Aliv Nemisha Amar V'Ayaha Olam. It was already revealed before he who declared that the world should be Shatid Aman Mishkol Shkalim Al Yisrael, that Haman would still weigh Shkalim against Israel. Lefichach Hikdim Shiklein Neshiklav. That's why Hashem said, you give your machtzis a shekel before he gives his shekel. V'haynu ditnan. That's what the Mishnah says. Bechad ba'adam ashmin al ashkalim al akilayim. Already from the beginning of Adar, we announced that people should donate their shekel to the temple. So the Jews all gave their machtzis a shekel, and that saved them from Haman. So even though they were out in exile, they didn't have a base of Mikdash, they were still giving their machtzis a shekel. And that donation saved them. So guys, we all got to be careful to give machtzis a shekel. Yeah? Okay. Vayomer HaMelech LeHaman, HaKesef Nosum Loch. Sure we do. Tanis Esther, there are always all these plates up there, and they say, Zecher LeMachtzis HaShekel. We commemorate the machtzis a shekel. The king says to Haman, keep the money. And do whatever is good in your eyes with that nation. Rabbi Abba taught. Who's Rabbi Abba? We don't know. There are many Rabbi Abbas. Rava was Rabbi Abba. Rabba was Rabbi Abba. Rav was Rabbi Abba. Many rabbis in the Talmud were Rabbi Abba. And then there were a few that were known as Rabbi Abba too. So who? Which one is this one? Good question. When we talk about Achashverosh and Haman, you know what it's similar to? Lishneim ne'adam, if you have two people, le'echad haya lotel v'toch sadehu, one had a mound of dirt in his field, le'echad haya lo charitz v'toch sadehu, and his friend, he's got a pit in his field. So, the guy with the pit goes to the guy with the mound of dirt. You know, you're stuck with your mound of dirt. I got a pit in my field. He goes over to him and says to him, Bal charitz amar mi iten li tel zeved damim. The guy with the pit says, I wish I could have that mound of earth. I'd pay for it. Bal atel amar mi iten li charitz zeved damim. The guy who has the mound of earth says, I wish I'd have such a pit. I'd pay for it. Leyamim nizdavgu etzazet zazek. Happened, they met up with one another. So the guy who had the pit says to the guy with the mound of earth, would you sell me your mound of earth? He said to him, take it for free. I've been wishing for ages I could get rid of that mound of earth. So too Haman and Achashverosh. Haman comes and says, I'll pay you 10,000 loaves of silver if you let me annihilate the Jews. After Haman does his whole act, he convinces Achashverosh that it won't harm the empire. Achashverosh says, keep the money! I've been waiting for an excuse to get rid of them. I'm so happy. It's like the guy who needs the earth. He wants to get rid of the earth. He needs it to fill his hole. So too Achashverosh says to Haman, I've been waiting for this day. Keep your money, just annihilate them. Some guy does Achashverosh. Vayosar ha-melech estabato. We'll have to pick up over here. So we'll pick up here Bezatcha next time.